From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir of singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
Heat advisory for the entire KPR listening area till 8 o'clock tonight. We have a flood watch going into effect at 5 o'clock this evening. It's 3:06.
Considered from NPR News, I'm Elsa Chang.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, dozens of countries are holding elections this year. In many cases, the stakes could not be higher.
Despite continued targeted repression, people want to vote, even if the conditions are very far from free and fair.
Coming up, more on elections that are set to happen very soon in Ghana, Venezuela, and the nation of Georgia. Also in this next half hour, an update of news headlines and so much more. Stay tuned to All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting their new outreach services, Bookmobile Dottie, delivering books, movies, services, and more to neighborhoods in Lawrence. Information and schedule at lplks.org.
We have a heat advisory for the entire KPR listening area through 8 o'clock tonight. It's hot, it's humid. Take it easy if you can. Get in the shade if you can. Get into air conditioning if you can. Stay hydrated. Wear loose, light-colored clothing. Check in on your neighbors. Make sure your pets have plenty of water, the usual. Also, we have a flood watch going into effect at 5 p.m. It will run through tomorrow morning. We are expecting some rain tonight, and that puts us at risk of flooding in many areas, including Atchison, Doniphan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties, and all of the greater Kansas City metro area, along with the city of St. Joseph. 96 degrees in Lawrence, 95 in Topeka. The time is 3:20.
Support for NPR.
How much do I love that they chose as the archetypal love song, Barry White, Score? Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer. Your national hosts are Steve Inskeep and Layla Faudel.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Well, stocks finished higher across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has reiterated her support for President Joe Biden before he meets with Democratic governors tomorrow. Zane Irwin has the story.
Since Biden's presidential debate performance last week, some political figures from both parties have said he should pass the nomination off to a younger candidate. But Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has spoken out in support of the president. In a statement, she said Biden boasts a bipartisan record and a good character. Nancy Boyda, a Democratic candidate for the state's 2nd Congressional District, said Biden should suspend his campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Researchers at the University of Kansas Medical Center are working to address lead exposure in southeast Kansas. Children there are four times more likely than the national average to have elevated blood lead levels due to environmental contamination from the mining industry. Christina Pacheco is an assistant professor at the University of Kansas Medical Center.
That really can impact brain and nervous system damage and development and lead to learning behavior, hearing, and speech problems.
And she says children in Kansas aren't always tested for lead poisoning until it's too late. That's why she's analyzing data from states that have reduced lead poisoning rates. The goal is to make policy recommendations for Kansas. Children's Mercy Hospital is preparing to treat burn injuries this 4th of July holiday. Last year, the hospital reported more than 50 burns on children's faces, hands, and feet. To prevent trips to the emergency room this year, Laura Kimmerling of the hospital's Center for Childhood Safety asks parents to supervise children handling fireworks.
There just can be some variability with supervision. Sometimes kids move quickly and they get a hold of things quickly, and so letting them be unsupervised, that's a concern that we have.
Kimmerling says children should stay away from fireworks that don't explode immediately because they are still dangerous. She says to light fireworks on a flat concrete surface and then observe at a distance. 90% chance of showers and storms tonight. Some could produce heavy rainfall, humid conditions, lows in the lower 70s. We'll have a flood watch going into effect at 5 o'clock this evening, running through tomorrow morning for much of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, and Manhattan. The time is 3:35.
Support for NPR
will do.
We've been talking with three election experts in different parts of the world. Marie Noelle Nwokolo in Ghana is a senior researcher and policy advisor at the Brenthurst Foundation. Tamara Sartanya is an independent election watcher in Tbilisi, Georgia. And Tamara Tarasuk Bronner is director of the Peter D. Bell Rule of Law Program at the Inter-American Dialogue. She's watching Venezuela. Thank you to all three of you for your insights.
Thank you, and good luck
thank
to
you.
Venezuela.
Thank you, Ari, and thank you, everyone else.
This is NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. For the last 2 years, Kansas lawmakers have considered ways to address growing homelessness in the state. But so far, little help has come. As Dylan Lyson reports, groups helping unhoused people are frustrated with the lack of support.
Federal data shows homelessness in
Kansas. Know that underlying all of this is the fact that there isn't enough housing in Kansas.
Ashley Guidry says she's hopeful that better help is coming because each year more lawmakers are interested in finding solutions. And the entire Kansas legislature is up for election this fall, and that will likely lead to some new faces considering the issue in the future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Leavenworth.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration involving several public radio stations, including KPR. The Kansas News Service reports on health, education, and other public policy issues. You will find this story and others online at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com. or at 785-843-TREE.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and lots of other frequencies all around the state.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then, the dissenting justices on Monday's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity represents a radical expansion of presidential power.
They claim the majority invented a broad new form of presidential immunity that was not well-rooted in text and history.
We will hear from a constitutional scholar with some perspective on yesterday's ruling. Coming up here on KPR, it's 96 degrees in Lawrence. It is 99 in Emporia. Heat advisories in effect all around. It's 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR News, I'm Ari Shapiro.
Sure, there are songs about love out there, but are they about love or something else? What today's love songs say about us? That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Heat advisory in effect for the entire KPR listening area till 8 o'clock tonight. We have a flood watch for most of us going into effect in just 1 hour. It's 4 o'clock.
Verify a person's eligibility to vote. But in March, a panel of the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed with the lower court and found the materiality provision does not apply to how a voter casts their ballot in order for it to be counted. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
Search engine company Google says it's coming up short on meeting its climate change goals this year, and one reason for that is power-hungry AI applications. Google has an ambitious plan to combat climate change, but the company says it fell far short last year, in large part due to energy consumption needed to operate big data centers and the demands artificial intelligence puts on those facilities. Instead of going down, the company says its emissions grew by 13% in 2023. Crude oil futures prices lost ground today as concerns eased a bit about possible supply disruptions due to Hurricane Beryl. Oil down 57 cents a barrel to $81.81 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, designed with melatonin for occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep naturally. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Merchants Pub and Plate in downtown Lawrence, serving familiar dishes through a seasonal local lens, and a bar with 30 craft beers, wine, and handcrafted cocktails. More at merchantsonmass.com.
99 degrees in Emporia, 96 in Lawrence, 90 in Manhattan. The time is 4:06.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where a list of all of our frequencies can be found very simply. Just scroll down to the bottom of the page, or you can just stream us at kansaspublicradio.org, streaming both our KPR1 and KPR2 services.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then, 60 years ago today, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed a landmark piece of legislation into law.
It's a bill that almost did not make it. And I think that's important for us to remember, that the passage of this bill was not inevitable.
Coming up, how the Civil Rights Act of 1964 finally came together. We'll get you an update of news headlines and continue with our little mini-series called Wild Card, today featuring Emmy winner Lena Waithe.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening, we have classical music on your KPR1 stations. 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. She is promising you a ticket to heaven tonight. A trip through the Scottish Highlands and North Country of England. You will ascend with the Lark and Hilary Hahn and more. 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR1 stations. On KPR2 at 7 o'clock, we have Reveal. It's 96 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 96 in Topeka. It's 420.
Support for NPR.
May not like the new ones. Researchers say love songs are changing. One looked at the Billboard Top 100.
86% of them had an insecure attachment style.
What today's love songs say about us? That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News. Oh,
join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your hosts will be Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadla, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
We have a heat advisory in effect till 8 o'clock tonight. We have a flood watch going into effect at 5 o'clock this evening for most of the KPR listening area. It's 4:30.
He said the U.S. will take steps to build a bridge to NATO membership for Ukraine during next week's NATO summit in Washington. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher across the board today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has reiterated her support for President Joe Biden before he meets with Democratic governors tomorrow. Zane Irwin has more.
Since Biden's presidential debate performance last week, some political figures from both parties have said he should pass the nomination off to a younger candidate. But Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has spoken out in support of the president. In a statement, she said Biden boasts a bipartisan record and a good character. Nancy Boida, a Democratic candidate for the state's 2nd Congressional District, said Biden should suspend his campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Children's Mercy Hospital is preparing to treat burn injuries this 4th of July holiday. Last year, the hospital reported more than 50 burns on children's faces, hands, and feet. To prevent trips to the emergency room this year, Laura Kemmerling of the Hospital's Center for Childhood Safety asks parents to supervise children handling fireworks.
There just can be some variability with supervision. Sometimes kids move quickly and they get a hold of things quickly, and so letting them be unsupervised, that's a concern that we have.
Kemmerling says children should stay away from fireworks that don't explode immediately because they're still dangerous. She says to light fireworks on a flat concrete surface and then observe at a distance. The Wichita City Council approved an agreement with Wichita Public Schools to purchase the former Park Elementary School building. The city will buy the school for a dollar and eventually turn it into a homeless shelter and resource center. Under state law, the Kansas legislature has the first option to acquire former school buildings. If the legislature declines to buy the building in the next 45 days, the city will move forward with the purchase. The city says it wants to open its emergency winter shelter there by the fall. A flood watch goes into effect in just about 25 minutes for a large portion of the KPR listening area. This will be in effect through tomorrow morning. It is for Atchison, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansee, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Buchanan, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties over on the other side of the state line. We are expecting rain tonight, a 90% chance of showers and storms.
Support for NPR.
Favorite musical in the shower.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Whatever it is you like to do in the morning, we hope you'll do it with Morning Edition on in the background or front and center in your hearing. Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and drinks and made-from-scratch pastries. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence and 501 Minnesota in KCK.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. This just in from the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, we now have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for a wide swath of the KPR listening area. Roughly contiguous with the flood watch that is going into effect in about 10 minutes here. Kansas counties included are Anderson, Atchison, Coffey, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Shawnee, Wabansee, and Wyandotte counties. I haven't gotten the alert yet for the Missouri counties, but I would bet all of the Kansas City Metro and St. Joseph are covered by this as well. So, severe thunderstorm watch. What does that mean? It means conditions are good for the development of severe thunderstorms. This is in effect till midnight. It's 96 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Working across oceans and aisles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
Sure, there are songs about love out there, but are they about love or something else? What today's love songs say about us? That's on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Barry White and a whole lot more tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Join us for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Severe Thunderstorm Watch just issued, in effect till midnight for most of the KPR listening area. I will jump back in about 4 minutes and tell you more. The time is 5 o'clock.
Green.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Laura Lorson with a quick update for you on the weather. We have quite a few pieces of information to pass along. We do still have a heat advisory for the entire KPR listening area until 8 o'clock tonight. We have a flood watch now in effect through tomorrow morning for Atchison, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties. In Missouri, we have Buchanan, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties under this flood watch. Why do we have a flood watch? Because we've gotten a lot of rain in the last couple of days, and we now have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until midnight for virtually all of that same area, slightly shifted more to the north and east. Anderson, Atchison, Coffee, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That does include Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, all the greater Kansas City metro, and St. Joseph. Again, that is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until midnight.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
The time is 5:06. This is KPR.
Concern about the Israeli-Hamas war.
We interrupt this broadcast to tell you about a new severe thunderstorm warning. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Chase County. This is in effect until 5:30. Just about 10 minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located 10 miles southeast of Burdick, about 11 miles west of Strong City, moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour. 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail have been reported with this storm. Considerable tree damage is possible. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. The locations affected include Tallgrass Prairie, Hymer, and the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:30 for northern Chase County in the KPR listening area. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Some scenarios that do not involve
listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies all across the state. You can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We will have an update of news headlines for you in just about 12 minutes. Coming up in our next half hour, homelessness in Kansas is on the rise. Some state lawmakers want to help communities by funding shelters that serve unhoused people. But some rural lawmakers are not convinced that taxpayers from small towns should be helping fix what they see as an urban problem.
Why do they have to step in and help if the urban area is basically not doing the things that most of Kansas thinks they should do?
Coming up on KPR, we'll hear how Kansas groups helping homeless people have been frustrated with a lack of support from the state. It's all coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 5:30 for northern Chase County. If you are in Tallgrass Prairie, Hymer, or Tallgrass Prairie Preserve, you could see 70-mile-an-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. If you're outdoors, you need to get indoors, choose a sturdy structure, and stay away from windows. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for most of the KPR listening area until midnight. We have a flood watch for a very similar area until tomorrow morning because of these thunderstorms that we are expecting tonight, and a heat advisory for the entire KPR listening area until 8 o'clock tonight. It's 96 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 5:20.
So this is NPR News.
Do you have a favorite love song? Is it upbeat? Better put it on repeat because you may not like the new ones. Researchers say love songs are changing. One looked at the Billboard Top 100.
86% of them had an insecure attachment style.
What today's love songs say about us? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles, online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines. I have a lot of weather news for you, so stay tuned. I will be back with you in just about 30 seconds. It is 96 degrees in Lawrence and 97 in Topeka. It's 5:30.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Elsa Chang.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. 2024 is a huge year for voting around the world.
Next, election experts on three different continents reflect on the uncanny similarities across campaigns in Venezuela, Georgia, and Ghana.
And I think we all very well could be reading from the same script.
Now the news.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. Giving you a quick overview of the weather before we get to regional headlines, a severe thunderstorm watch has been issued for a portion of the KPR listening area. It's effective until midnight. Scattered damaging winds are likely. Isolated significant gusts up to about 75 miles per hour are possible. Scattered large hail, isolated very large hail events to 2 inches in diameter. Could see a tornado or two, as tornadoes do often spin out of severe thunderstorms. These storms are forecast to develop here in the next few hours across the watch area. A few of the stronger storms could evolve into supercells. The primary forecast hazards, however, are wind gusts of 60 to 75 miles per hour and large hail. This severe thunderstorm watch area approximately along and 50 statute miles north and south of the line from 30 miles northwest of Emporia all the way up to Quincy, Illinois. So who is covered locally? I will tell you. Anderson, Atchison, Coffee, Donovan, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lyon, Miami, Morris, Osage, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Andrew, Buchanan, Cass, Clay, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. We also have a flood watch in effect through tomorrow morning for much the same area, but expanded a little bit further to include Pottawatomie County as well. The entire KPR listening area will have a heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Strong thunderstorms are currently moving across portions of Morris, Waubonsie, and Lyon counties and will be doing so for the next 15 minutes or so. This group of storms, just about 7 miles south of Alma to 9 miles northwest of Strong City, moving to the northeast at 35 miles per hour, 55 mile an hour wind gust, penny-sized hail. If you are in Council Grove, Eskridge, or Council Grove Lake, you need to get yourself inside a sturdy shelter. If you're outdoors, you need to be indoors. Could see some minor hail damage with these storms. So if you are outdoors, get indoors. If you are at Council Grove Lake, in Council Grove or Eskridge, we are seeing these strong thunderstorms, not yet put at severe intensity, but very strong thunderstorms nonetheless through 5:45 for Council Grove, Eskridge, and Council Grove Lake. In other news, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has reiterated her support for President Joe Biden before he meets with Democratic governors tomorrow. Zane Irwin has that story.
Since Biden's presidential debate performance last week, some political figures from both parties have said he should pass the nomination off to a younger candidate. But Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has spoken out in support of the president. In a statement, she said Biden boasts a bipartisan record and a good character. Nancy Boida, a Democratic candidate for the state's 2nd Congressional District, said Biden should suspend his campaign. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Researchers at the University of Kansas Medical Center are working to address lead exposure in southeast Kansas. Children there are 4 times more likely than the national average to have elevated blood lead levels due to environmental contamination from the mining industry. Christina Pacheco is an assistant professor at the University of Kansas Medical Center.
That really can impact brain and nervous system damage and development and lead to learning behavior, hearing, and speech problems.
And she says children in Kansas aren't always tested for lead poisoning until it's too late. That's why she's analyzing data from states that have reduced lead poisoning rates. The goal is to make policy recommendations for Kansas. She's also working to address rural food deserts, which can be exacerbated when residents can't safely grow home gardens in contaminated soil. The Department of Justice and Wichita Public Schools have reached a settlement after a DOJ investigation found that black students were punished more often and more severely than other students. In a report released today, the department also found that students with disabilities made up 98% of seclusion and restraint incidents from 2020 to 2023. The district says it will unveil a new student code of conduct in January and that it will revise several policies that deal with restraining students, dress codes, and behavior interventions. It will also eliminate the use of seclusion on students. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some of those storms could produce very heavy rainfall. Humid tonight with a low in the lower 70s. 50% chance of showers and storms tomorrow. Continued humid with a high in the lower 80s. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 5:35.
This is all
director of the Peter D. Bell Rule of Law Program at the Inter-American Dialogue. She's watching Venezuela. Thank you to all three of you for your insights.
Thank you, and good luck
thank
to
you.
Venezuela.
Thank you, Ari, and thank you, everyone else.
This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. For the last 2 years, Kansas lawmakers have considered ways to address growing homelessness in the state. But so far, little help has come. As Dylan Lyson of Kansas News Service reports, groups helping unhoused people are frustrated with the lack of support.
Federal data shows homeless solutions. And the entire Kansas legislature is up for election this fall, and that will likely lead to some new faces considering the issue in the future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Leavenworth.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration involving several public radio stations, including KPR. The Kansas News Service reports on health, education, and other public policy issues. You'll find this story and others online at kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for eastern Atchison County in northeast Kansas, also for Buchanan and Platte counties across the state line. Until 6:15 this evening, storms along a line from just northeast of Rushville to Lewis and Clark Village to near Nortonville. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, quarter-sized hail with this storm. This includes St. Joseph, the city of Atchison, Gower, Agency, Edgerton, Dearborn, Rushville, Lewis and Clark Village, Easton, DeKalb, Iatan, Fawcett, Bean Lake, Cummings, and Potter. It also includes Interstate 29 between mile markers 27 and 47 and Interstate 229 between mile markers 0 and 4. A severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Atchison, Buchanan, and Platte counties until 6:15 this evening. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
Say About Us. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Thinking about your love.
Join us tomorrow morning for that story and a whole lot more here on your KPR station's Morning Edition is the program. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. I will be back in approximately 4 minutes with an update on the weather. It's 6 o'clock.